Beis Nissen, Wednesday the 6th of April, Rabbi Yitzchok Firestone, preparing for Pesach with Parshas Metzorah.
This year, Parshas of Tazria and Metzorah come before Pesach. We find generally a lot of connections in the Parsha of Tzach, Shabbos HaGodin, of Vayikra, and not so much the Parshas of Teras, the Inyonei of Pesach. I'd like to show a few insights into the Parshas, Tazria and Metzorah, and then connect it with Pesach. The pasuk in last week's Parsha begins with the halachas of Tzaraas with an interesting lashon. The pasuk says, Odom, Yiyya ba'oy besoroy, Se'eis o'istafach ha'soy ba'heres, V'hoyo ba'oy besoroy l'nega Tzaraas. And the Alshech HaKadosh Eliyahu, the famous Alshech, what's the term v'hoyo v'oy besoroy l'nega Tzaraas? The word v'hoyo is always used in Lashon Simcha, as in Chazal. Ein v'hoyo l'Lashon Simcha. V'hoyo kisov v'el ha'aretz, but some people say it's Yisrael v'hoyo. Why is Tzaraas termed v'hoyo l'Lashon Simcha? So it's the Alshech HaKadosh about, and the Alshech says Tzaraas, albeit is a sign of leprosy on a person, because Tzaraas shows that a person's body is on a level of Kedusha where he can't be soivel, he can't carry chait, he can't carry sin, and it comes out, it's expelled from his body in the form of Tzaraas. And I want to elaborate a bit on the Alshech, what the Alshech means exactly. Because the Alshech says that to get Tzaraas, it's a posh tazach, a person has Tzaraas. And a person has Tzaraas, it shows his body can't contain Aveira. It can't be Soibel Aveira. And therefore his body expels the Aveira, and it manifests itself on the outside of his body in the form of Tzaraas. And therefore says the Alshech HaKadosh, V'hoya is a shtickle of Simcha. It's a Simcha that the body is on the level of Kedusha, that one can't carry, and can't swallow the chait, and it gets expelled by itself. This is an Alshech. The Dubbe Magid says in last week's parasha in Santa Dubbe Magid. Dubbe Magid brings a medrash. The medrash says that nowadays one goes to the Kohen and the Kohen is Matahe. The Asid Lovoy says the medrash, Ani Atai Reshem, I will purify you. Dubbe Magid goes and elaborates a bit and explains the medrash. Dubbe Magid has another kasha, famous kasha. The Pasuk says, everyone knows the Pasuk, as Kalamachla Shasamti v'mitzrayim, Loi osim alecha, ki ani Hashem refecha. Any disease that I place in the Mitzrayim, loi osim alecha, I won't place upon you. Ki ani Hashem refecha, I am Hashem your healer. And the Dulma Magid asks, the famous Kasha, the Moridi says, if kol amachla shesamti b'Mitzrayim loi osim alecha, if I don't place a machla upon you, then what's the refuah? You don't need a doctor. Kol amachla shesamti b'Mitzrayim loi osim alecha, I won't place the machla upon you. Ki ani Hashem refecha. If there's no machla, why do you need the roifa? So the Dulma Magid elaborates Kedarka with a moshel. And the Dulma Magid says, moshel amu adov adoyme. He says, the moshel is, there was a person, a businessman who traveled to a far flung town, a little village, and he sees there someone who's ill, very ill. And the fellow's pleading and crying with a businessman to help him. He says, Vesoicha, I'm sorry, I can't help you. But my answer to you is, let me bring you to a big town, and when I bring you to a big town, and I publicize the matzah which you're in, I'm sure somebody will be able to help you. It says Bilal Magid, so he asks the same thing. A person has inside him something wrong. Ein ol demerei nigi atzmi, a person doesn't see his own negoim. So the Rebbeinu Shem goes and brings out the nega. He brings it to the outside, and when he brings it to the outside, he goes to the Kohen, and the Kohen is able to retire him. The Kohen is able to go along and work on him, to matire him, to bring out, to work on his bad points, to work on his difficulties, and not be masakal and chait. Azev the moshul. The Ramban says in last week's parashah, the Ramban, in Santi Ramban. The Ramban says, we don't find the goyim, not the chutzlar, it says the Ramban, and not later on. Only when Yisrael will yeshav al admosan. He said, what's the mile of Eretz Yisrael in the goyim? Because Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaShem Elekech Obo, Mereish HaShonah Vadachis HaShonah. There's a special hashkocha aliyin on Eretz Yisrael. And that, the Rebbeinu Shem is mashkiach, he looks, and he keeps himself on top of a person, and the minute the Rebbeinu Shem moves his hashkocha. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam removes his special protection on that person, then he gets the tzaraas. So why does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam remove his help? Because of a chait. Because of a chait inside him. So the chait comes out, as we're saying, from the Dugam Magid and the Rambam, and the Kohen is able to heal him. So the Dugam Magid does the pshat, kamamach lash something with tzaraim, like osim alecha ki ani Hashem reifecha, and osim dobe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam retire the tzaraas. Currently, and in Hatzel we are, well, the matzah we were before, and we used to get tzaraas, is the matzah of a person was that he was he couldn't heal himself from the tzaraas. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam would go along and bring out the tzaraas to the outside in all the kohen should heal him. Whereas the osid lover, he says, "This kol machal hashem to mitzrayim le osim alecha." I wouldn't even put the tzaraas on you. I won't put machlas on you. Ki ani Hashem refecha, because I will heal you spiritually. Because the whole time, the whole makayim of the tzaraas comes from a spiritual malady, a spiritual illness inside him. And I'm going to heal the spiritual part of it. I'm going to give a person the kayach himself to heal himself. He wanted to come onto the kayim. Al kaponim, that's the alshon hakodesh with a bit of a beer. That the inyan of a hoya, but ever sorry, the tzaraas comes out for a person to heal it. Chamol get avot, the kayachah says, who does the person go to? He goes to the kayim. What's the mind of going to the kayim? Shaita Mishnah, everyone knows Aaron HaKohen, was the Oyev Shalom, the Reid of Shalom, Oyev HaSabriyas, the Makar of the Natayah. The Chatoim, which the Ra'as come, all Chatoim are all the Mechavele. Soros Ayin, Lashon Hora, a person is bad upon his friend. Soros Ayin, a person is, puts somebody down for a gain, he can't take it, someone else has something which he doesn't have. Thus, the Alas Nemtzach, all comes from the Kayach of another Mechavele. When a person goes to Anna Kohen, who is the Oyev Shalom, the Reid of Shalom, the Oyev is Habriyas, on the Korv and the Torah, it Azaz Azach takes away, automatically he learns from Anna Kohen how to deal with other Mechaveri. And we'll get this, that's a Poshka Shavim, as the Mishnah says, Anna Kohen was Oyev Shalom, the Reid of Shalom, Oyev is Habriyas, on the Korv and the Torah. So Pashas, you learn, it's a separate thing. He was Oyev Shalom, he was Reid of Shalom, he loved peace, he pursued peace, the Oyev is Habriyas, he loved other people, and we carve on a Torah, and he brought them there to the Torah. Shaitan Pirka Ovis, Shaitan and Batanura, and Tosh Yomtan Pirka Ovis, the Kazoi. As Oyev Shalom, Bereid of Shalom, Oyev Sabriyas, and we carve on a Torah, Aaron Akane, the Midah, he used to go to somebody, and Gazen Amenji saw someone, let's say, Chvez, Shekla Balabeya. Aaron Akane was Makaravim. How was Aaron Akane Makaravim? He went up to him, put his arm around him, and said, I get into him every day. And said, he was Makarav the person. He didn't speak about Zaveya Bechalal. He went to his friendly with a person. So he was Oyev Shalom, Bereid of Shalom, Bereid of Shalom, Oyev Sabriyas. The next day, this person wants to do an Aveira again. He thinks to himself, how can I do an Aveira? Every day I get such a good morning from Aaron HaKohen. What would Aaron HaKohen think that I was doing this Aveira? Okay, through the Oyev Shalom, Bereid of Shalom, through the Oyev Sabriyas, Ali Dezer, the Korv and Atayra. That was the middle of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, through his middle of another Chaveira, his Ava to Sabriyas and his friendliness to other people, stop them doing an Aveira. If I get pushed, they could feel bad. How can I do an Aveira with Azar Chava? Like Aaron HaKohen, he's so nice to me, so good to me. It does good to be an Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen's Ava Sabriyas and Aaron HaKohen and Bodhim Chaveira, that alone should be a muster to a person to take away the chait. The negra person, the negra tzaraas, and it comes to the outside, he goes to Aaron HaKohen, and Aaron HaKohen, or the Kohen, they went to carry on the middles of Aaron HaKohen, and that Kohen himself brings out the Aveira of tzaraas, not the Mechaveira. The Emma says, so nochad in this week's Pasha, Pasha Matzoyer state, in Santa Zach, in Pasha Matzoyer it says, that a person, a Kohen, who doesn't necessarily know the halachas of tzaraas. So what does a Kohen do? Takes the Talmud Chacham with him, and the Talmud Chacham runs through the Goyim, the Shverim, the Sechda, and the Talmud Chacham knows the halachas, and he tells the Kohen, he whispers in the Kohen's ear, this Saras is Tommy, this Saras is Tommy. And the Menchik's like, Tommy, the Kohen says Tommy, the Kohen says Tommy, the Kohen has no idea why it's Tommy, why it's Tommy. Of Api Diburish al Kohen, the Kohen is Matai, Lushet Nevach Pasha, so everything's tied on the Dibur of the Kohen. And the Falshim will ask, everything's tied in the dib of the Kohen, it's a modern Zach. We don't find it anywhere else that the words of the Kohen should play such a major impact on the tum and the tara of the tzaraas. So the Mefarshim also very similarly. Maso and the Mashag brings out very strongly. The Mashag says, it's also the main vot. The chait of the tzaraas comes to the chait of Lashon Hara. The person speaks, in English you say, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never harm me. Or maybe it's a punfaket. No, but the Melech says, sticks and stones may break, and heal afterwards. A word can last forever. Chetz, it's like an arrow which shoots. It can carry on for years and years and years later. The effects of some of these words can take effect. The Torah is telling us here, the Parsha Matzoyah, the importance of Dibber. But Mr. Cohen, he only says the word Tumah, he only says the word Torah, as not Mishkansach. But his word has a major impact. If he doesn't understand himself what he's saying, the Talmud Chacham standing next to him, the Talmud Chacham saying, Tumah Torah. But his words, the Tumah and the Torah, what major impact it has. Zaylen Allah, the Mashag leaks to one little shtickle. The Mashag says, the Koyach of Dibber is a Gevaldi Gezach, he says. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, what's the greatest Avva Lashon Hara? Chazal says, Doimah. The three abayas chamulas. He said, "Lashon hara the pshatay." When a person's word, when the Bereishis made gemachas atfeva, the Bereishis made the nature in the world. When a person speaks bad about his friend downstairs in this world, he says, "In the upper worlds, in oilam ha'emes, in oilam ha'elyon, it gives a koyach to makatrigim. It gives a koyach to malachim or makatrig to be makatrig against this person. Malachim don't have the koyach to be makatrig until a person in this world goes and a person speaks, says the bad thing out lashon hara against his chavah." We find in the Gemara Yevamos Memtes, the Rebbeinu Shemad Gerus Atayinus against Shai Anovi. Shai Anovi said, "The Soich Amt Meis Vasayim Anoichi Yoshim." I'm sitting next to the nation. Don't guard their mouths. Amt Meis Vasayim. And the Rebbeinu Shemad Big Tainus. Why are you calling Klal Yisrael Amt Meis Vasayim? You had a Tainu and Yishai Anovi. They're not Meis Vasayim. And even though they were, Yishai Anovi should never have said it, because by saying something, you're Ma'ir Kitrig in the world. This is the greatest chait of Lashon Hara. So I can't understand this Mishra Emes. It's hard to understand. Where everything's Megala, it's a revealed world. Still, we have to come onto the dib of a person to go along and to bring out this and to go along and be Mekatzer Gedolim Emes. But I feel like we understand this nicht. But that's the teva of the world. The teva of the world is a man's dibber is a koyach. So the Mashag the Zelbazach. When a person goes to a Kohen, and the Kohen says, "Tommy, if I stay in the Shahid, the Kohen's words should play such a role." Now the Torah says it's coming to bring out, "Yafel de Fashteisnisht," but at the end of the day, the word, the Kohen, the Dibba, you don't understand why. It's known. Everyone knows that. The Kamchoch knows the Allah, the Kohen is Allah. But the word itself, that's the Kohen. The Kohen is in the words itself. As I say to Mashak, and Santa Chasm Sefer says in Santa Zach, Negab and Negoim, David HaMelech asked, "Rebbeinu Shemayim, I'm a Muskel Shtekel." David HaMelech asked Rebbeinu Shemayim, "Ki Yodua, Yisayfa Tehrim Shtav HaKoyach, Lak Negoim, Va'olis." So this is in Chazal. David HaMelech asked Rebbeinu Shemayim, "Yisayfa Tehrim Shtav HaKoyach." So the Chasim Sefer, why dafka Negoim Va'olis? It's Olis Ve'ischemesh, but Negoim is a Kozoi. He says, "Ki Yodua, person learns, there's a chiluk in Torah Shebiksav, and Torah Shebapeh. Torah Shebiksav is so kodush, that person learns a chiluk Hashleitnisht. He reads through the Torah, it's called Mikra. He's Makar in the midst of Talmud Torah. If a person learns Mishnayos and Gemara, he doesn't understand what he's saying. He's reading it. A length is a dumb the Mishnayos and the Gemara. Hashtetnish is not Makar in the mitzvah. Torah Shabbat you learn Makar in the mitzvah. Torah Shabbat Peh, that's Hashtetnish. One has to understand. So the Chasim Sofer, David HaMelech asked the Rebbeinu Shtoylam, his Tehillim should be in the Goyim Ba'alas. It should be in the level of the Goyim. As even the Goyim, the Koyim Hashtetnish. He says Koyim. He says Tomei, sorry, he says Toi. And it becomes Tomei, becomes Toi, has a Koyach. He asked the Rebbeinu Shem, "Is Tehillim? With Zogun Tehillim is on my koyach. I feel like Hashem is the better. Some of the super very hard is on my koyach. I'm going to go in ba'olus. That's the same way I'm upon him, when a person comes with his tumas aras and he comes to the koyin, and the koyin is the oyv shalom, the reid of shalom, and he learns the lesson, the kiruv of Aaron HaKoyin, the Aaron HaKoyin is how he's a makar of a person, and then he learns from the dib of the koyin, the amir itself, Dos Alein, that alone should go and bring out the chait, which is toil on Dibba, and the chait of a yisoid of Lashon Hara, which is the Lashon Hara, that alone should be enough. A person should learn from there how to be matar himself from the chait of Tsaras. Shleif Azoi. In this week's passion, it's on the beginning. Shleif Ahuva, and it's on the Lashon, which is the Mephosh of all Shtelon. The Pasuk says, Zois tira teira sa matzoira b'yom ta'ara, so this should be the halachas of the matzoira. V'huva el ha'koyim. What's taish v'huva? The translation of v'huva is, he's brought to the koyim. The next pasuk, v'yotza ha'koyim amichutz la'machana, the koyim goes out to the machana, v'ro ha'koyim v'ni nipa nega ha'psaraz min ha'tsuruah. So there's a stira min eva, there's a contradiction. Pasuk number one says, v'huva el ha'koyim, he's brought to the koyim. And pasuk number two says, v'yotza ha'koyim amichutz la'machana, the Kohen goes outside the Machna. Is the Mafash Medi? The Shayim Medi Shal Zachotim. The Kedarkum, the Kitzah. Ramban says v'huvar akoyin. He says it doesn't mean he's brought to the kohen. It means those tia toyer some matzayer v'yom tarosay v'huvar akoyin. This is these are the halachas of the matzayer who wants to be brought to the kohen. V'huvar means he's brought. V'huvar means v'yom sheyid to the tarosay sheyobar akoyin. When he wishes to become toyer and be brought to the kohen, then he can't be brought to the kohen obviously because he's outside the machne. And v'yod tzakoyin and v'chutz the machne. The kohen goes out of the machne and goes in mitzayim. As I state to Ramban, the Sefarna says interestingly. About the Vahuvar HaKohen, he comes as close as possible as he can to the Kohen. He comes to the outskirts of the Machne, he can't go in the Machne, and the Yotza HaKohen only chutz la Machne. The Kohen goes out to the outside of the Machne. Come up, Peshotim, and I saw Peshot that Ben Yosef brings Peshot, I might come back to it later. Ben Yosef Zundel Salant. So, Peshot Hazoi. He says, Peshot, as the Emma says, the Mitzayir is not Nishtaleach. Outside Kol HaYoros, the Mishnah in Kalim says a Matzoyer is only Mishtalach Chutz from a town with a wall around it. With them, a Moshe of Arichomer, if you have a town with a wall, the Matzoyer is Mishtalach Mitzoycho. So this is the Mishnah in Kalim. In a normal town, an open town, the Matzoyer is allowed to stay in it. It's only a Matzoyer who is set off from a Chutz Kamachne from Arichomer. The Gemara says this. One of the Esek Kedushas in Kedim, the Mishnah says, So there's two types of Metzirah. There's a Metzirah which is Taka B'hu Belaka, and he can be brought to the Kohen. If there's nothing, if you don't live in Erechaim, you live in an open city, you mostly Shua B'nun, then the Kohen, the Metzirah can come straight to the Kohen. Sashaini, if you live in an outside city, the Yotza Kohen and the Kohen has to go out. As I state in Vesibay Yosef. Masor Pshat from Shlema Klika, Gewaldig Pshat. Shlema Kluga Zokbazai. Shem Kugel says, Zoyz Tiyas Torah Samatsayi, the two Al-Diyukim, B'yom Torah Asay. What's the B'yom Torah Asay? This should be the Alachas of the Matzayah on the day when he's time. Rather, Zoyz Tiyas Torah Samatsayi, Kishi Dabar, what's the B'yom? B'hu Ben HaKoyin. And the second Bozak says, V'yotza HaKoyin Mechutz HaMachana, V'roa HaKoyin, V'hine Nirpa Nega HaTzoras Min HaTzorua. The Tzoras is healed from the Tzorua. What's the Tzorua? Not the Tzorua. Nirpa Nega HaTzoras. What's the Tzorua? And I'm going to say the pasuk behuva v'yotza. So the Shlomo Kluger like this. Says the Shlomo Kluger, as Pshat, there's two types of matzoyah when they become toy. There's two ways a matzoyah can become toy. A matzoyah can become toy. The first and the best way a matzoyah to become toy would be, and a person if matzoyah taka learns the lessons we spoke before, he sees the koyin, he sees the word tomer v'toy, how important deba is. He sits mechutz l'machne and he's bothered yeshiv and he's mespoin l'shteka mach tshuva and he becomes toy. That's one way. There's another way of the Matzoyah becoming Tori. Chazal says, Kshe Nifkad the Sori Yemeinu, and Sori Yemeinu was Nifkad. As many Akkoris were Nifkad Yemoi. As far as Azach, the school of the time, the school of the Zman, can schlep with people. It can make it, give them a shtick of Ruach Tahar. It doesn't come from himself. But nevertheless, the Hashbaz of Arum and Arum, that can also work on the Matzoyah, even if he doesn't work on himself. So the Shlomo Kluger, Zoyz Tia Tairis HaMatzoyah, B'yoyim Tairosu B'hu Ban Akkoin. If there's a Yom Tahar, if there's a time where Tahara comes, then Behuvan HaKohen, the Matzoyah comes to the Kohen. In other words, the Kohen is still on the higher level of the Matzoyah, and the Matzoyah comes to the Kohen. As we said in Safona, maybe he didn't see, so he comes to the Kohen. The Kohen, like his level, the Kohen stays in his with Madriga, and Behuvan HaKohen, the Matzoyah has to be stepped to the Kohen. Whereas, so if the case is that there's Nirpa Nega HaTzoras Min HaTzorua, it comes from the Tzorua himself, the Matzoyah himself works himself. It's then V'yotza HaKohen HaMichutz HaMachne V'ra HaKohen HaNirpa Nega HaTzoras Min HaTzorua. There's two Bechinas. There's a Bechina of Matzoyah who's Mashpia from the outside, and then Bechina of Matzoyah when he's Mashpia Nishpa from the outside and he becomes Toy because of Arum and Arum, is then he goes along and he has to go along and come to the Kohen because the Kohen stays on his level and the Matzoyah is on the lower level. And then there's the Bechina of Haket. There's the Bechina of Yotza HaKohen HaMichutz HaMachne V'roa HaKohen HaNirpa Nega HaTzoras Min HaTzorua. When the Matzoyah works on himself and the Matzoyah goes and takes away his own tzoras, it's then Haket, the Kohen is lower than the Matzoyah, is on a lower level, and the Yotza HaKohen HaMichutz HaMachne V'roa HaNirpa Nega HaTzoras Min HaTzorua. As I said to Shlomo Kluger, the Machitach Zohar is similar to this. Ki Yadua, Shlomo Kluger says it a bit, V'mokim Shabbat HaTshuva Gemura Omdim, Ain't tzaddikim gemurim omdim. When somebody does tshuva nechet, he's on a higher level than a tzaddik. Aber lechayra, when a person does tshuva nechet, he's on a higher level than a tzaddik. Thus is no, that's only when a person does tshuva me'ava. Tshuva, there's tshuva me'yira, and tshuva me'ava. A person does tshuva me'yira, he's ava. You know, he's so nasa, no, kishkogos, but he's still a shaygik. You can't say he's still a shaygik. Mokim Shabbat Shiva Gemurah Omdim, Ain Sadiqim Gemurim, Shoigeh Gespata Roshim. There's still a Roshim of a Chet. And Sadiqim Gemurim don't even have a Roshim of a Chet Bechlal. Ma'ashayim came, if the person goes along with us, Shuvah Me'ava, is that Paket? I mean, no, it's a nice and like, because Zochi is. The Avedas of Azaz Salmesh becomes like a Schuss for him. Chasm Sofer, Shaitan Po'etze, I'm exactly where, but Chasm Sofer says in two places. Chasm Sofer, somebody eats the Moshul, Tvoim Tumeim, it's a Macholes Asuris. And he does Shuvah Me'ava, he says, is Nechshav Loi the Achille, Ka Achilles Kodsh, Ma'azuv, answer the Chasm Sofer. The Achille, which he ate, you look at it, you say, Nasa Lekas Chuyus, make me such a good, Chasm Sofer, Mamish is Nechshav Loi, Kachilas Kodshim. If somebody is a street, he says, Nish Gluta Earth, he sits in the water Tartirus, the Karkasois, he says, he does Shuva on it, so there is naturally Kayoshim of Samedish. So this Shetah has to say, for Momish, he brings the point out. As Shuva Me'av, a person has Shuva because of the great love, he's misfinding a bit, the version does for him, and he thinks, how can I be Chaita before the Redonish Lodom is Faket? It brings out the Indian of Shuva Me'av, and makes it make Momish the Chaita Mitzvah. Chamon, there's a Pasha Shmini a few weeks ago, Chavit Tachta Volt with him, the Amban says, Kiyodua, and a Koyin, Shetah Krab and a Mizbeach. Aaron HaKohen was boish to come to Mizbeach. Aaron HaKohen came, was embarrassed to go to the Mizbeach. Why was Aaron HaKohen embarrassed to go to the Mizbeach? So the Rambam, when Aaron HaKohen came to the Mizbeach, he brings a medrash, he saw the form of an eagle, the form of a calf on the Mizbeach. The Rambam has come and shot him, what pshat in Aaron HaKohen is, he saw the form of a calf. One pshat is that Aaron HaKohen imagined it. He says, Chatosi, Nedi Thomas. The form of the calf is in front of him. Constantly, it was an imagination. Another pshat in Rambam says, the Sultan puts the form of the calf there. And Rashi is a bit more, the Rashi says, Loshen has a pshat. Rashi is like the Loshen Dorten, as he says to Aaron HaKohen had Moira to go, because Aaron HaKohen, he says, he gave him an eagle to be makiv, and he said, take this eagle, and he'll be machap on the Meister eagle Asha Osa, on the Meister eagle which Aaron HaKohen did. When I say the Pshat, normally we find an eagle take an Asa Snega, normally we find you can't take a prosecutor and bring it to the Snega as a defender. We find so much so, you go into the Kurdish culture and you're kippy, you don't go with gold because the Ramos and the eagle are Zolf. So, all the Falsh Master, Anna could take an eagle, we make up on the eagle. The Choyne ain't Katega, Nasa Snake. But he's in a terrace faket. And Anna Koyne did Shuva Me'ava. When Kali saw itself on the eagle, it did Shuva, it was Shuva Me'ira. Shuva Me'ira is still a Roshim of a Chet. Shuva Me'ava, the Chet becomes faket, a mitzvah. And Memela, there's no Roshim of a Chet left. Aaron HaKohen came to a level, his participation in the eagle, he took, he could take an eagle, because the Takeh, it was Tshuva Me'ava. HaMechsud HaKohen said more than that. He could take an eagle, because not only the eagle, the Aveira of the eagle, was wiped out, the Aveira of the eagle was a schus for him. The fact that he saw an eagle hovering on the Mizbeach, wasn't a Roshim of his Chet anymore. That was a schus of Hashem Chazim Sefer, that the eagle Azov, which he took, became Faket, Hashem became a Kolben, Faket Gol, and therefore was crouching on the Mizbeach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Atzavosh, the Kach Nebchata, you're Yom Vuvish, because you're going to see an eagle on the Mizbeach, and you don't want to come near the Mizbeach, and the Kach Nebchata, your eagle Faket, became Nasan Kishuyas, became God's Chus, and the Kach Nebchata. Oh, but that's the Indian of Shuvah Me'ava. And Shlomo Kluger says in this week's parsha, when a person goes and mechutz tamachna v'ruah akun v'nipa negat tzaras v'nach tzaruah, it's healed from the tzaruah. It turns going as chus for itself, and with that he can go along and heal himself. Shteit yodua Pesach, connecting to Pesach. Pesach yodua the chet of Pesach, the goddess of Pesach, the goddess of Mitzrayim was goddess Hadiba. The whole goddess of Mitzrayim up in Nigla. Started by Me'e Daki Roshana, four words of Rambam said. Rambam asked the Rebbeinu Shlom to give him an ice, he's going to yashin out his role. And for those four words, by Me'e Daki Roshana, it's Faket, it was Eichet to Golas of 400 years, they were punished with Golas, 400 years, Ab Me'e Shana, connected by Me'e Daki Roshana. But Navot and Santavot, which I saw brought down, the Parshas Kisovei, Chanuk Satayr brings down. As Dr. Shteit, Vayeh Mitzrayim, we say in Agoda, Onus. So the Yodua is from the Kubonim, as the reason why they went down to Mitzrayim is because one of the reasons, because Yaakov Avinu brought Loshen Aramis into the Torah. It says, Lavan called, Yaakov and Lavan made a pact, and Yolavan Koroloi and Yigal Sadusa, the Yaakov Koroloi Galed, Yaakov the Galed. The Yaakov Avinu, because he made this pact with Lavan, He brought Hayramis into the Torah. He brought the Lashon Hayramis into the Torah, which is also a chet and diva. Hayramis is Hayramis, so taking Lashon HaKodesh, taking a Heilige Lashon, and being making a Chayla Shtikl. And the Kabbalim, that's the Kabbalim say that's the Shoresh of the chet of Mitzrayim. He touched the Hayrami Oved Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayim, the Lashon Hayramis Oved Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayim, Onus Alpi HaDibah. Okay, this Dibba of Hayramis, that was Vayered Mitzrayim, Onus Alpi HaDibah. The chet of Mitzrayim, Kedua, is the chet of Dibba. I'm a Masak in it. Everyone says Pesach, is Pesach, an open mouth. Pesach is a time when you're Masha Shemuna into the children, and you're Masha Shemuna into future Doris with a mouth. Pesach, you use your mouth. I say, in Tvei Shlemach, I get, as Yosef was 2 days ago, Rav Shat, in Pasha Saf, Matzahs Teochel, B'mokrim Kodesh. What is Matzahs Teochel, B'mokrim Kodesh? He says, the Matzahs you eat with your mouth. The Matzahs Teochel, the Matzahs you should eat, B'mokrim Kodesh. Your mouth should be holy when you eat the Matzahs. I'm going to Pesach, then be mistaken, the mouth, the Kerech of Dibba. If a person goes to the Pesach with the Matzaya, with the lessons learned from the Matzaya, and a person goes and he takes the Shuvah Me'ava on his Dibba, as we saw in Parsha Matzaya, Mechutz Lamachna Barah, Koinu Nipa Nega Tzras Min Atzurua, and a person changes to Zchuyas, with that he has a Zchus to be able to go into Pesach. The Ben Lagon says in the Gilas Esther, of the Ben Lagon Amor de Keremes, the Shisha Chadoshim Shemen Amor, the Shisha Chadoshim Bafsomim, and the Samruke Anoshim, and the Zaya, Hanar Abo Al Amelech Eis Kol Asher Toime Binosen Nova Imun Beis Anoshim Ad Beis Amelech. Shish Chadoshim, 6 months. B'Shemen Hamoyer, they treated the maidens of Achashverosh B'Shemen Hamoyer. The Shish Chadoshim B'Psam. It's a very long lashon in the pasuk. How they prepared all the Vilna Gaon with their cheremes, like Valdegar Remes. Says the Vilna Gaon, what's Shemen Hamoyer? Shemen Hamoyer is an oil, the Gemara says, which is Ma'adin Umatay and Sabose. It purifies, it cleanses the flesh. It cleanses the skin from impurities. The somim is after one cleans one's flesh from impurities, one lektsu. You put the top of it, the somim, to add. So the Vilna Gaon, the year is split up into two parts. But from Rosh Hashanah, Turash Chodesh Nisan, the first 6 months, a person meant to work on the somei ra, on taking away the bad. From Nisan, back to Rosh Hashanah again, Yom Yosef, Asay Toshit Nasach Svarim. The Rosh Hashanah is Tshuva Meira, and the Nisan is the beginning of Tshuva Me'ar, adding men. So the Vilna Gaon, Shisha Chadoshim B'Shemen Amoyim, V'Shisha Chadoshim B'Psomim, if you do 6 months, you'll work on the Somei Ra. And from Shchedesh is onwards, you build on the Asei Toiv, V'Zeh Ha'na'a Rabon, and you come Rosh Hashanah, in front of the Yevon Yishtoilim, Eiz Kol Asher Toima, Yinosena, Lo Vayima, V'Beis Hanoshim Ha'Beis Ha'Melech. The Yevon Yishtoilim will grant everyone that gives in to you whatever he wants, what he needs. He works on the Shisha Chadoshim B'Shemen Amoyim, and the Shisha Chadoshim B'Psomim. So we learn from the Tzayir to take one's pair and to change one's mouth, and even though a person is done with his mouth, if Alidei Tshuva Me'ava, he can be Zeicha to turn them into Zchuyas. But that one can enter Pesach Taka with the Matz Tocham Amokim Kodesh, one can enter Pesach Taka be Masaka and the Kerech Adibah, and the Benish Mishtel Basaka, Ezkal Asher Toima, to work in the next 6 months from Nisan and Vaita with Tshuva Me'ava, and we should be Zeicha to the schools of Pesach, the schools of Zman, and Yenosin Imma Lova Imma Beis Anoshma Beis Amelech, and Benish will give us Kol Tuv V'Tov. For us to call it a colleague to call Israel, Benissa Nigelu, or Benissa Nasidin, the golden head of the Amen.